Loving the people you like, well, that's pretty easy, even if there are a few bumps and wrinkles along the way. Loving people you don't like, on the other hand, oh man, really? Do I have to? You know how it goes. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. At least 13 times in the New Testament, we're told to love one another with an unconditional, unfailing love. Here it is from Jesus in John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this will all people know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Sure, how we treat one another is spoken about in the Old Testament, but it takes on a sharp new focus through Jesus, so much so that he calls it a new commandment, so much so that loving God with all that you are and loving your neighbor as yourself, according to Jesus, sums up the entire Jewish law and the writings of the prophets. In fact, this loving one another as Jesus has loved us in dying for our sin is, according to him, the mark of a true Christian. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. This isn't a mere theory lesson. It's about how we live our lives, how you and I love those around us. It's easy to get lazy, even in loving the people we like, let alone doing the hard yards, to love those whom we don't like, those who treat us badly, those we detest. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Hey, there's power in God's word, more than enough power to help us to love others with his love. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. A powerful scripture verse, together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. And it's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org for instant access. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.